Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New charges filed against teen charged with attempted second-degree murder. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 18-year-old Nyla Lucas, who is charged with attempted second-degree murder, burglary, and theft after stabbing her mother's boyfriend and stealing a car to flee on January 13th, has been bound over to district court. During the preliminary hearing on January 23rd, Judge Wendy Bartlett found probable cause. Lucas's boyfriend, 25-year-old Kashawn Dyer, was also charged with accessory after the fact, burglary, and theft for helping her flee and steal an SUV. Dyer waived his preliminary hearing and was bound over to district court as well. Additional new charges have been filed for both Lucas and Dyer, including conspiracy to commit theft and theft, according to court documents. Gillette police detectives found through their investigation the pair had stolen a 2009 black Chevy Impala a few days before the incident. The preliminary hearing is set for today at 10 a.m. at the Campbell County Courthouse. Lucas and Dyer will face the new charges in circuit court with Judge Wendy Bartlett presiding. Gillette police officers responded to Rose Creek Drive to a report of someone intentionally running over a dog at around 10 p.m. on Sunday. The couple who reported the incident, a 43-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman, told officers a 33-year-old woman ran over their dog with a 2013 GMC, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. An argument took place between the 41-year-old woman and the 33-year-old woman out in front of the home on Rose Creek Drive. The dog had been reportedly running around the vehicle during the course of the argument. The 33-year-old driving a GMC started to drive away while the dog was in front of the vehicle. Wasson said the dog, a 9-year-old pit bull cane corso mix, was hit at a low rate of speed and was able to walk out of the street without assistance. The dog was later transported to the vet for non-life-threatening injuries. When officers spoke with the 33-year-old woman, she denied that she knew the dog was in front of the car and that she had hit it when she started to drive away. She told officers it was not intentional. Officers also viewed video of the incident and concluded there was no criminal activity. No citations were issued in the incident. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.